our top stories this morning. The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, insists the health deal reached yesterday with the states and territories is a lasting one. The original demand for the states to kick in a third of the GST revenue has been dropped. The agreement will produce the biggest changes to Australia's health system since the introduction of Medicare. Egypt's new military rulers have announced they're dissolving parliament and suspending the constitution. The military council says it will stay in power for 6 months or until elections are held. Meanwhile, it's been revealed Cairo's Egyptian museum was robbed of 18 objects during the unrest, including two gilded wooden statues of King Tutankhamun. The King's Speech has dominated the British Film Awards, taking out 7 of the 14 awards it was nominated for. Geoffrey Rush won Best Supporting Actor, and Natalie Portman lived up to expectations. She won Best Actress for her role as the disturbed ballerina in Black Swan. And in cricket, defending champions Australia collapsed to a remarkable 38-run loss to India overnight. The World Cup warm-up match in Bangalore saw India dismissed for 214, with Brett Lee taking 3 wickets. In reply, Australia was bowled out for 176 in the 38th over.